Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Today's title is Where Were You Yesterday 18 Years Ago? And I've chosen that not to put anybody's spirit down, but rather to lift it up and give you hope. So let's go through a few questions and see where we are. Be honest with yourself, and then let's see how we can turn this around and make the future more positive. We can't change the past. We can't really change the future, but we can look into it and live in an extremely wonderful present time. So let's go for that. So what does actually 9/11/2001 mean to you? Were you alive then? Were you old enough to understand what happened? How did it affect you? Where were you that day? I know I was at home. No, I think I was shopping in a mall, and I saw on the TV screens everywhere how the Twin Towers started crumbling down and were on fire and all that stuff. And I go, oh my gosh, I really need to see this whole thing, not to be a voyeur or anything like that, but just to educate myself and figure out what in the world has happened and how can we prevent future tragedies like this. So I asked, okay, then what were you doing that day? Were you at work? Were you at home? Were you sick? Were you healthy? What was your mindset all about before? And then during when you saw it, and then after when you got the message? How were you affected by all of this? How did it affect you and your family or friends? Did you have anybody who perished in this tragedy? Did you have anybody who was injured? Maybe even yourself. What were you thinking? What was going through your mind? Oh my gosh, I remember, it just seems like it was yesterday. And when it hit me yesterday, the real yesterday, 9/11/2019, I go, oh, wow. I can't believe it's been 18 years already. And it's so fresh in my mind. So tragedies actually tend to linger in our minds. It doesn't have to be negative, positive, or anything. It just is. So how can we make a difference? How can we change our mindset to let go of the negative feelings and make something better out of it? I was blessed that I did not lose anybody I knew. I don't know how I would have taken it. I've lost a lot of people to death in my family and friend circle over the many years I've lived, though many of them were expected because they were really ill. And so it was a relief to know they were no longer suffering. But when something like 9/11 happens, you don't have time to prepare mentally, physically, or anything. So how do you deal with it afterwards? So anyway, I just wanted to say I was feeling really very patriotic yesterday. And yes, I have become a U.S. citizen. And I think I was one at that time already. Yes, I was. And I just go, wow. So I relived the event and started reflecting on all the people who lost their loved one. Then I started thinking of the aftermath of this event and thought, how can I help the survivors getting their mental, physical, and financial health back or in order? I want to reach out to them, even 18 years later, and offer them hope and optimal health, healing in all three aspects, mental, physical, and financial. That is the beauty of what I have learned during those 18 years, especially the last three. And now I want to pay it forward. I want to see who I can help, who I can offer hope, who I can encourage, who I can help shift their mindset from negative, fearful, scared, unhappy, to a very positive, happy, healthy one. I don't know. It still affects me, yet not to the point where I'm just going to crawl in a corner and cry, but in a way that I am digging deeper into myself to find solutions on how I can actually help the survivors who were left behind, who still might suffer from the loss, who might still be affected by some mental issues. Why them? Why not me? There's so many things that are going on. And I really, really, really seriously want to reach out and help make a difference. So you might wonder how I can do that. It's actually quite simple. Just have them, if you know anybody, connect with me via email or text, or send me their contact information with their permission so I can talk with them. Their well-being is important to me. Helping them change their mindset of sorrow, pain, fear might just make a huge difference in their lives. Knowing that someone cares is comforting. I listened to God Bless America yesterday a few times, and when I heard and sang the words, "God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home." I actually added that link with the song, the tune, and so if you don't know where else to get it, you can get it from my link in my transcript here on this Blog Talk Radio show. I just want to give you permission to contact me via email at dythomson@gmail.com. That's dythomson@gmail.com. Please put in the subject line either BTR for blogtalkradio.com or 9/11/2001 or something that refers to this show that I know this is where you got the information from, my contact information. So I will take it out of the spam folder, because every first email that I get from anybody goes straight into spam unless I can get it out. And I look very carefully so I can, when I have the correct title in the subject line, then I know this is something that I really want to look at and I want to reach out. And in order for me to do that, I need you to help me and be clear. So please put in your the date of the show, like 9/12/2019, 9/11, or BTR for Blog Talk Radio, or would love to connect, or something like that, so I know to open your email, take it out of the spam folder, put it in the regular inbox, and then save it so I can actually respond to you. The same goes with the phone. It's 562-335-4956. Please voicemail or text me only. I do not answer the phone unless it's a scheduled call and I know who's calling. However, if you leave me a good message that I know how I can help you, how I can reach out to you, I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours or sooner, depending on how the day goes. So I want to also put in an offer that everybody who contacts me and would like to learn more about healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, that I will give them a 30-minute free explore call that we can figure out if what I'm offering is actually a match or a fit for you or the people you think of. As I said, it's free. It's just to find out. There is no commitment at that time. And later on, we'll figure it out together. It's all very simple and very easy, yet very true and honest and authentic. So this is just about all I want to say for today. I want to keep this short so you have time to reflect and time to listen to the music, to the song. I really hope that this gave you some courage and that there is still some good stuff going on in the U.S., even more than we can imagine. And I just want to wish everybody a very happy, healthy, and empowered week. And if you want to be on my show or if you have something to contribute, please do so via my email or my voicemail or text message. I appreciate you all. I love you all. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day and be blessed.